like children.
I do like children.
Do you?
Very can't, special. Can't say that after the cock sucking noises.
I love kids.
Yeah, I love. Hey, bring your kids over. Welcome to You Guys Are No Fun, episode 18. I'm Ryan.
I'm Chester.
And with us, once again, to ruin the illusion that we record this every single week, is Lorenzo.
Yep, I'm here. Lorenzo.
Again, exactly 1 week later, right?
Yep.
Right?
1 week later.
1 week later. Thank you for coming back for a second week.
Perfect.
And not the same day. Man, I'm the worst.
I mean, you live right down the street, so it's nice.
Yeah. Convenient. I mean, you might as well just pop in here.
Convenient.
Convenient. Super convenient. So, episode 18. What are we doing today?
Yep. Well, first, let's plug ourselves.
Oh, God damn it. All right.
NoFunShow.com.
Don't forget to head over to NoFunShow.com.
Facebook.
Facebook. You Guys Are No Fun.
Or
Twitter.
Facebook.com/TheNoFunShow.
Don't click on the French one. That's not us.
I mean,
we're not French.
We can be French.
No. We are the No Fun Show, not No Fun Show.
We are, you guys are no fun. Coming straight out of Europe.
And hey, don't be afraid when you go to the website to click on the Amazon affiliate link. Maybe. Shop through Amazon through there, and we will get 3 cents. Maybe.
Click that donate button. You don't have to, do donate, but you don't have to.
But you don't have to. Just click on it.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't want to just give
you just
us
want
money.
To better. Click on it and not put anything.
Yeah, if we just see.
Why just click
just
on
see
it.
See what it's like.
Someone's using the link, we'll be like, oh, man, that's
test
great.
The experience. But, I mean, at the very least, click that Amazon affiliate link so that a cookie can be installed on your computer that next time you buy anything off Amazon, we'll get a small portion of it.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. That's how we're going
to
pay for all
you
the
you don't have to
space.
Give us money directly. Just click that Amazon link. And then buy shit that you need or want anyways, and we'll get, like, 10 cents.
I bought a belt.
And I don't think we've ever actually gotten paid out by Amazon, because you have to hit a certain threshold.
Yeah, we're never going to hit the threshold, whatever
month.
It is. Really?
It doesn't stack. I don't think it stacks. I think it just resets
really?
Every month.
Oh, that's bullshit. We're never going to get paid.
Never going to get anything from...
I could be wrong, but never. I'm pretty sure that's how it works.
Not going to happen, bro.
Well, whatever. Whatever. We do this for fun.
At least we're having fun.
I mean, no fun. We do this for no fun.
Oh, man, yeah. That was good. That was a good one.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah. Did you have something you were going to talk about? And you're like, no, wait, I'll save it.
I don't remember.
Was it about jorts?
No, it was, let's drink some bad beers real quick.
Oh, yeah.
And then we'll...
I forgot, because I'm not drinking.
Dive in.
Lame.
Still.
Really?
Yeah, so you guys exchange your bad beers. Oh, look, you brought Shock Top. You should just give him that.
Yeah, that's what I'm drinking. I mean, I started with a bad beer last time, so I might as well continue on with it.
Right? I was drinking Bud Light last week.
Hey, man, it's left over from the party. It's free.
Do you want to distribute the bad beers this time?
Sure.
All right.
So let's start with yours.
Okay. How do you pronounce that?
Chocoveza.
So the letter X.
Chocoveza. The X is like a CH noise.
Chocoveza.
Yeah.
Huh. In China, the X is like an SH noise. In America, it's like a CKS.
I guess.
You want to use your little hammer?
I don't want to, but I will.
You have to. Those are the rules.
Fucking awkward little piece of shit bottle opener.
My
coworker Adam gave me this.
There you go.
Yeah.
Unironically. So thank you for that, Adam.
Thanks for the bottle opener here. With the
Oh, God damn. Give me that back.
What do you got? What do you got?
He's got a can.
Wacky Tees Tropical Oasis.
What kind of beer is it?
Pina Colada Amber. This sounds...
The guy at Total Wine raved about it.
Yeah, man.
I shit you not. He also had a man bun.
Yeah.
I bet he did.
In a very feminine voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So if he liked it, you're going to love it.
Pina Colada Amber.
Hey, if you like pina coladas...
Do you like pina coladas?
And no. Getting caught in the rain?
I don't like pina. I don't like coconut, so gross.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan. Well, you went first last week. I'll go first this week. Chocoveza Imperial Stout inspired by Mexican hot chocolate from Stone Brewery. It sounds okay. I like Mexican hot chocolate.
I mean, has Stone ever steered you wrong?
It doesn't smell great.
It smells like that. What is that stuff called? The
It's about to overflow.
Yeah? Oh, neat.
Nope. Stopped right at the top of the bottle.
How's it taste?
It's very chocolatey, yes.
What is that? The Mexican cinnamon. Malted chocolate milk stuff that you put in milk, and it's almost like it's like you break off a chunk of it and put it in your milk. I probably have some in the cabinet.
What?
Yeah. Well, I'll show
Lucas?
You after. No,
about
not
that Lucas. Chili lime salt.
Yeah. Tastes like hay.
not for me.
Do you want to smell it, Ryan?
I've got a cough drop in my mouth, so.
Does it smell like lemon and eucalyptus?
Yeah, it smells like halls.
Welcome to the halls of beer.
The coffee, no, I couldn't. No.
Yeah. What is it? There's those Java drinks from Monster, and they have a Mexican mocha.
Really?
It's not good. It's just chocolate with cinnamon in it, which is what this is. Not a fan. Spicy chocolate doesn't do it for me.
Oof. Gross.
No, nope. Not for
so how is that on a scale of 1 to 5?
On a scale of 1 to 5, I'm going to give it a 3.5.
Oh, yeah? Slightly above average?
It's not terrible. I mean, I like the chocolatey aspect.
Okay.
If I had a six-pack of nothing else, I'd drink all of them.
I feel like if you had a six-pack of anything and nothing else, you would drink all of them.
Well, that's fair.
Wacky Tees?
Yeah, drink your piña colada beer and you'd be
Tropical
happy about
Oasis.
It.
Wacky Tees. Sounds like you're saying Wackatees, like it's one word.
Wackatees.
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 How's it smell?
No.
It doesn't. My nose can't describe this odor.
No.
Does it taste like swat when you get shampoo in your mouth?
Finally, a bad beer.
No. This is... nope.
No?
I want you to describe it with your feelings.
I want to cry.
I mean, it's so good that you left all your Slurpees, like a lot of them. Right? Yeah, Jesus. There's like an ounce of beer on the top. It'll probably taste like Shock Top.
It doesn't have a smell.
Huh.
It smells like an aluminum can.
Does it taste like an aluminum can? You don't look happy about it. You guys are supposed to be describing. I need to know.
I'm trying.
That's how good Swill Hunting works.
You can smell it if you want. I mean, it's...
It smells like Halls.
I don't think that it has a flavor.
It's not pina colada-esque.
I think it tastes more like lemon.
Yeah, but it doesn't taste... Like a good, like a bad lemon.
What's a pina colada? Pineapple and coconut.
Yep.
Maybe it tastes a little pineapple-y. I don't taste coconut, which I'm fine with.
I don't smell coconut. It smells like eucalyptus.
No. God, this is so bad.
Well, you have to drink all of it.
God.
See, you're drinking that strong-ass chocolate beer, and you probably can't taste that.
That might be why.
Yeah. Ugh. And now you have to drink all of it. So, good luck. Yep. Jesus is watching you. Don't cheat.
I'm going to throw up.
You should see when I do some of these. Some of them literally make me gag.
Yeah.
Pumpkin beers, like, they make me gag. They're so fucking bad. I hate them.
Sours. Do that to me. And just, ugh, hate sours.
Oof. Oh, seriously? Yeah. I almost bought one, too.
Yeah?
I
should have. You bought two decent beers for me. Thank you.
I was walking down. I was like, dude, that says sour on it? Like... That sounds disgusting.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. What was that? I had the cucumber sour one time.
Pickle beer.
I don't know, man. I saw the beet one, and I thought that was going to be not so good.
Well, you know.
Well, you win some, you lose some.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just got to beat it.
Just beat it.
Do, 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 do.
So the thing I was going to talk about, this guy on Facebook posted a picture. Said my wife said if I get 1 million likes I can name our son Goku.
Oh yes. God, I saw that.
I liked it. By the point that I saw it and liked it, he was already over a million. He had
what, 1.5?
He was at 1.2 okay. when I liked it.
When I liked it, it was 1.5.
At the point of this posting, which was a week ago, it was at 1.4.
So if he gets it to 2 million, does he get to name the next child Vegeta?
I don't know.
Is that the same cartoon?
But they posted a follow-up of his wife, him standing there in a Dragon Ball Z shirt, and his wife next to him holding a sign that says, "I'm keeping my word, our son's name will be Goku Sanchez."
So she's actually going to go through with it.
She's going through it. He got a million plus.
Like easily a million plus, yeah.
Yeah.
Goku Sanchez. What a great fucking name.
It's almost as good as Chalupa Batman.
That's all I was thinking about the whole entire time. I'm like, I can't wait for somebody to name their kid Chalupa Batman.
CB.
I work with at the other facility. There's a guy whose son's name is Desero.
Why?
Because I don't know, because he likes G.I. Joe. See, we got a tattooed on his neck. Says Destro. I'm like, dude, that's a cool tattoo. What is it? It's my son's name. I'm like, what the fuck? Really? That's cool.
This guy you work with?
Yeah.
It's great.
Goku.
You're a big fan of G.I. Joe.
Fucking no, A. I mean,
this is my son's name. Like, what?
Of all of the names of if you were going to name a kid after a cartoon character, who would you name your kid after?
Wow.
Think of the best and the worst.
The best and the worst.
Like, who do you think would be a good name? Like, Panthro would obviously be a good name. Yeah.
That's a pro.
Goliath.
Goliath.
Oh, yeah, from Gargoyles. Yeah.
Optimus Prime would be a terrible name for a child.
Starscream. Starscream Bashaw.
Optimus Prime Bokich.
Johnny Bravo Bashaw.
That's got a good ring to it.
Space Ghost.
Space Ghost Bashaw.
Zorak Bashaw. I like that. That sounds good.
There you go.
There's my best one right there, Zorak.
All
right. Yeah.
Rick Sanchez.
Is it their last name Sanchez?
Rick Sanchez is, from Rick and Morty.
So there you go.
Rick Sanchez. There you go. Name your kid after Rick. Or Morty Sanchez.
There you go. So there's a fan theory that they say, like with Rick and Morty, that Morty's actually
I've heard that. Yeah.
Well, he's like a Rick clone or what?
No, like Morty
is young Rick.
Yeah.
So he gets older and comes back to the past?
Something.
And treats himself like shit?
And that.
Probably.
And that Morty's mom is not actually Rick's daughter. Or maybe there's some weird.
Yeah, something.
The fan theory may be fuzzy there, but the fan theory is that, that Rick came back to make sure that, to take care of himself as a child.
Yeah.
Because there's people out there
that are trying to get Rick. Rick.
So he's like,
because
he's like the Terminator.
And I think this all started with one of those last episodes where they were like on that planet or the space station where it's all the Ricks and Mortys.
Right.
And there was a like retarded Rick in the class.
Kind of standing behind
him. And they called him Old Morty.
Did they?
Yeah. Because he was like in the classroom with all the other Mortys, like learning about shit, but he was like a dumbass Rick, and they just called him Old Morty.
But not Doofus Rick.
No.
Doofus Rick's a different.
Okay.
Because Doofus Rick, I don't think, was that dumb. He was just kind of like an average dude.
He does eat his own shit.
or is that just what they said about him?
Hey, you eat your own shit.
Hey, why are you hanging out with that guy? You know he eats his own shit, right?
Oh, so that's all. I guess I had one news thing.
What was the worst name? And he didn't even say a good name.
No, I can't even like.
You didn't say a bad one either.
I know. I need a bad one.
No, I can't even. There's not any really good.
Any Transformer name? Bumblebee. Yeah. Bumblebee Bashaw? That'd be a good one.
Bumblebee Bashaw.
So what'd you
Bumblebee
say?
Bumblebee
Bokich? You said, what, Starscream?
That was a joke. No, Zorak. Zorak's the best.
Zorak's a good one.
That's absolutely the best.
Or Voltan.
Frylock Udius?
Yeah.
All right. Master Shake.
Yeah.
Meatwad.
Meatwad. I could go with Frylock. That'd be pretty solid.
Frylock's a good name for a kid.
Or you could do Carl. I mean, you could
Carl.
Right, but it can't obviously be a regular
Carl,
name.
Carl Bratana Nanaluski Cheswick. Whatever your last name is. Bokic. Thank you. I'm like, Cheswick, that's like your gamer tag.
That's my gamer tag.
So stupid. What's a bad one? Or is Carl the bad one?
Bob Burger?
Bob
Burger Bokic?
Right.
Well, Optimus Prime was my bad. Bumblebee's pretty bad, too.
Bumblebee would be...
I mean, honestly, like I said, any Transformer. Except Jax. Wasn't Jax one?
He-Man?
Jazz.
He-Man?
Oh, yeah, Jazz? That just sounds not saying anything about the gays, but that sounds pretty gay.
Yeah.
It's okay. This is
a you know, space. There's a guy that works at another one of our facilities. His name is Jazz, right?
Really?
Yeah. Does he listen to the show?
I doubt
your name's gay, bro. Yeah, you got
totally
a gay name.
Gay. What would be a really bad name? Like,
G.I. Joe Bashaw.
G.I. Joe Bashaw. Any G.I. Joe name would be fucking terrible, too.
Like Destro?
No, the ones that are named after the things they do, mm-hmm. just like how Transformers are. Like, or who's the guy with
I don't
the backpack?
Know the names of any of them.
Radar or something.
Radar?
No, that was, that was from fucking MASH.
That was from MASH, yeah. What was
Frequency
the
Frequency?
Snake Eyes. There you go. You
that was the ninja.
Snake Eyes Bashaw.
Yeah. Dumb. That's dumb. Everything's dumb about that.
It's all dumb.
Just name your kid whatever you want.
Goku.
Yep. Goku.
I mean, I could think like Krillin would be kind of a unique name. That's a Dragon Ball character.
Master Roshi?
Roshi?
Master Roshi.
Master Roshi.
First and middle name.
Roshi Bokic. Or just Master. Yeah, middle name is Roshi. Just call him Master. His first name is Master. Master Bokic. That's got a good ring to it.
That'd be pretty
Man
good.
Man at Arms.
Your kid Master. That's not a bad idea.
What about Man at Arms?
Man at Arms.
Man at Arms
Bokic?
Bashaw.
Or Bashaw?
Yeah.
How do you say your last name?
Udius.
Udius. Man at Arms Udius?
No.
Yeah, I like it.
How about Lion-O?
Lion-O.
Lion-O Bokic.
That has a good ring to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or Link-so,
and you can finally pass on your Sword of Omens.
That's right.
You can pass it down to the next generation.
That's right.
Did you see someone selling that lightsaber Sword of Omens?
No, what?
Oh, yeah.
Was that on the...
It was on the Facebook or something.
Okay, the classifieds?
Yeah.
For Blue Ribbon Army?
Yeah, it's one of those Ultra Sabers or whatever, but it's got the...
Oh, my man.
Yeah, with the eye in the middle.
I'm all the way
in. Pretty cool.
Can you feel me?
You got anything else you want to talk about?
Ronda Rousey.
Oh, yeah, she's going to wrestling,
really?
Right?
Officially joining the WWE.
I like when she was like, when she did her first appearance on there, she's like, this is when I knew I was going to become a WWE superstar. And like some guy put a meme up and he's like, nope, when you got kicked in the face, that's when it started.
when you lost your title.
I need to get the fuck out of this ring before I die.
Right.
So did you guys watch the Super Bowl? Because that happened last week. What did you think about insert name here, winning?
I was indifferent.
It was amazing. What a great finish.
What a great finish.
One of the best endings to any Super Bowl ever.
You know, what a great game that insert name here played.
It played out exactly the way I expected.
Yeah, you know, when you go out there and you play hard, you're going to win.
The two teams, they met on the field. And one of them walked out the victor.
Yeah, right.
And
that's how
they played their game 110%.
And hey, Tom Brady, MVP. I mean, come on.
The refs made a few bad calls, but
you know,
I mean, it's the Super Bowl. You're not going to agree with every call they make.
Yeah, no, right.
Okay. So, you know, but
it
all
is
in
what,
all,
it is what it is.
And you remember the ads? I mean, that's why I really
they were
watched.
Really funny. Remember the one for that insurance company?
There was that one.
And then there was the one for the soft drink company. It was really good, too.
There is.
What about the beer one? Did you like that one?
Yeah, you know.
That one beer commercial. I remember.
There was the one for the beer, and then there was the one that their competitor had that was also amusing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What is
Coke
it
and Pepsi both had some good.
I enjoyed the halftime show by insert name here.
Justin Timberlake.
Justin Timberlake.
Is it really JT?
It's JT.
Oh, yeah.
So everybody.
I mean, was it JT?
Everybody keeps talking about it. they want him to have Janet Jackson back so he can
show her titty off.
Dude, yeah. That was 10 years ago. She's probably all flabby now.
Well, maybe so? She's maybe bleached her nips, dude.
Upkeep on that, maybe?
Maybe.
She doesn't have any kids, does she?
Not that I know of.
Her tits are probably still pretty good.
Okay.
Unless she wants some, I mean... I'll help her out.
I don't know. I don't know enough about it's Janet Jackson.
It's not too late. It's not too late.
Right?
Never
that
too
clock's
late.
Probably ticking, right? It's got to be ticking.
For JJ? Well, that just means you don't need birth control if it's too late. Fucking A, man. But, yeah, all in all, good game.
Yeah, excellent.
Do you remember how people were speculating before the game?
Yeah.
That they were going to show the Han Solo trailer?
Yeah.
And
then they didn't.
And then they didn't.
You know, I can almost say that with certainty, even though the game hasn't happened yet. But that's not going to happen.
I don't think they're going
to
do a
trailer. I think they're ready for this movie to bomb so bad that they just don't want to release anything about it.
I don't know. I'm going to go see it regardless.
I have no interest in it whatsoever.
Yeah, I'm going to go see it.
I still haven't seen the last two.
It's a Star Wars movie.
And that's the sad thing, because like I'm a huge Star Wars fan. And
Did you see Rogue One?
Nope.
That is a good movie.
Everyone says that too, and I just can't.
It's even on Netflix. There's no reason for you not to just watch it.
I know. That makes it even worse, doesn't it?
It's probably my favorite Star Wars movie. I think it's that good, but that's me.
I think he said the same thing, though.
I like the last one.
Did you guys
one.
Watch it together?
No.
Well, there was a tarp involved. Some scented oils.
It's my favorite movie.
Did I go with Nicole? Was I still with Nicole?
It was over a year ago, so probably.
I went with John.
Oh, your other better half.
No, Rogue One I saw with Nicole, but The Last Jedi I saw with John. Okay. Yeah, with my new housewife.
I saw Last Jedi twice. I mean,
yeah. I enjoyed it.
I
enjoyed it, and if you want to hate it, you hate on it. The only bad thing, really, was the stupid horse racing thing. That was the only bad part, I think, about the whole movie. What?
Horse racing?
They're not horses. I don't know what they're. Some kind of monster. Anyways.
It's an alien horse thing.
Yeah.
They're on, like, the Las Vegas planet.
Was the horse wearing jorts?
Yeah.
Leather jorts.
Leather jorts.
Made from horse flesh. horse leather jorts.
Cannibalistic alien horses. They eat their competition and then wear their skin.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. I think it was.
That
a, it
sounds
was,
like it's right up my.
It
alley.
Was a little
I feel
over
like
the top.
I need to watch it now. Yeah.
Little over the top. But it wasn't bad. Everyone's being a little too defensive. You should just enjoy the movie for what. Oh, Luke Skywalker. Well, why was he acting so weird and goofy? Like fucking Yoda was weird and goofy, and you guys didn't bitch about that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like most people, like throw their two cents in there. Like, dude, I just want to watch the movie and judge it for myself.
Right.
Yeah. Like,
hello.
Exactly. That's exactly why I don't give a shit about this campaign to bomb the Rotten Tomatoes
score Black Panther thing.
For Black Panther, because I don't read reviews before I see a movie. I go and I make my own fucking decision.
Right.
Yeah.
So, fuck it.
I mean, there's plenty of movies out there, because, like, what was the one that got, like, really bad reviews? The Shape of Water.
Yeah.
It's like
film of the year.
I thought it was great.
I want to see it.
I thought it was great, and there's a lot of people that did not like that movie at all.
Who cares?
I know, that's what I'm saying. Well, I'd rather watch it and enjoy it for myself than have somebody else bomb the shit out of it. And say
I was
that
thinking
terrible.
Earlier while I was pissing, and I was thinking about what a great dick I have, and I was like, you know what? That's the problem with like today and social media is everyone feels like that they have the only opinion.
Right.
And if you disagree, then we're going to ruin everything for you.
And you're wrong.
You have the wrong opinion. Fuck you. Like, people who are excited about Black Panther, and there's this campaign to ruin it. We're going to spoil the movie for people who haven't seen it and all this shit. It's like, why? Fuck you. Just because you don't like a thing.
Right.
Doesn't mean that other people can't. And you have to ruin it for people.
It's like this pina colada amber. Mm-hmm. I fucking hate it.
But I bet some people like it.
The guy at Total Wine
loved it.
He raved about it. It was disgusting.
He said that beer inspired him to grow the man bun.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I do remember him specifically mentioning the coconut, and I didn't taste coconut in that at all.
I didn't.
Unless he was talking about a different beer from this brewery that apparently makes just exclusively bad beers.
This doesn't taste good at all.
Yeah. No.
Sorry.
Not a fan. Pina colada. You know, I got nothing against pina coladas. We're getting caught in the rain.
Gross.
Sometimes it's best to just rip the bandit off and chug it. You just don't go slow. Just kill it.
Yeah, man.
And then move on to your delicious shock tub.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They've got to go from one to the other, you know? Whatever's free, I guess.
I can split my giant double IPA with you once I crack that.
So you guys want to talk about Bright?
Let's talk about Bright.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
The Netflix masterpiece that is Bright. I don't know about masterpiece. So we've all watched it.
And your decision is?
I thought it was okay. I mean, I'm not. The whole internet fucking exploded over it.
Chester?
They were circle jerking the whole thing. I thought it was okay.
I thought it was an okay cop movie. Mm-hmm. But I thought it was really cool and innovative that the way they made it a fantasy film as well. I thought it was neat.
I thought it was a good introduction. Like, I wish that they would have gave a little bit more backstory to why that there's orcs and elves just running around. But for what it is, I mean, it's a decent movie.
Well, I mean, they talked about how, like, 1,000 years ago or whatever.
Yeah. Superstition and the sword ruled.
The Dark Lord or whatever had tried to take over, and the orcs had thrown their lot in with them. And so it's just kind of, it's just a world where these things exist.
Right.
So it's like, I guess, if the Lord of the Rings world was modern day, like, they had the same technology that we have, like now.
Yeah. Guns and...
If
cars and iPhones.
Yeah, I almost said George R. R. Martin. If J.R. Tolkien's world was a history of Earth, then this would be kind of like these races exist still. This would be close. They didn't have hobbits or dwarves, which I was kind of... It was just...
No halflings.
They had orcs, elves, and humans.
And fairies.
And fairies.
And the fairies, of course.
What are they, like bugs to them or something? Yeah, they're super just a annoying. Nuisance.
That was fucking. That was a pretty funny way.
Go kill that fairy.
Yeah, you better go out there and kill that fairy. It's like just woo. Just stomping on it. That was pretty funny.
That was pretty good. But I liked it. I thought it was a good movie.
I think it's good that they're coming out with a second one right away.
Are they making it? Yeah. I thought they were going to make a series or something.
Well, I know for sure that they signed on and they're doing a second one for sure.
Nice.
So I think it's good. I mean, it's a good concept, you know. Like I said,
they'll introduce some other races, but
right. That I mean,
maybe we'll get some tieflings.
Tieflings.
Really?
Maybe some dragonkin.
What do you think? What race do you want to see?
Khajiit.
You want me to go get my Dungeons and Dragons book? You can look one up.
Yeah, there you go.
Look through the races.
So I can figure out which one would be best for this.
They should introduce half-orc thieves. No? You never played D&D?
No, I have not.
Nerd.
What a nerd.
What a nerd.
Never played tabletop RPG? What a fucking nerd.
Come on, pro. Get down. This is what all the fucking cool kids are doing.
Are you the dungeon master usually?
Not when we're playing D&D.
Ooh. In the bedroom, yes. Outside of the bedroom, no.
No. Oh, okay. Perfect.
I've DM'd a bit.
Yeah. Chester's very creative. He does voices and stuff, too.
I do. I get into it.
There you go.
I don't like DMing because it's a lot of fucking work.
Yeah.
You got to research.
You ever go to
shit.
Any of those events around here?
Come up with shit on the fly.
No, man, because you can't drink at those. We got all real shitty when we play D&D.
Plus, I couldn't drink as much as I wanted to while DMing, because then I would just be a mess, and it would just fall apart.
Maybe it would be better. You could make a really elaborate story.
We did a pre-built campaign when we played, because I was not prepared to build a whole story and come up with, like, which enemies would be where and all that shit. That was beyond me. Just doing the pre-built campaign was too much work for me. Because I had to
too much.
I had to research, okay, if they do this, then I need to do this. And it was just trying to plan for every eventuality. And then, I mean, I'm good at coming up with shit on the fly.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun.
Yeah. I enjoyed it.
I came up with that one scenario where you guys came in. It was a random encounter, and there was one orc raping another orc, and then they both tried to kill you.
Was that the orc that I took the orc dick from?
It might have been.
I made a necklace out of an orc dick.
Really?
Yeah.
You got to wear it proud, I guess. Yeah. Right?
Well, you know.
Look at my jewelry. Right?
That's what happens. What happens when you fuck with me? I'll take your dick.
Really? How many dicks have you taken?
Well,
you fuck with me, I'll take that dick.
If I had as many sticking out of me as I've had stuck in me, I'd look like a porcupine. Let's just say that.
Nice.
Oh, shit.
Don't make me laugh.
That's good stuff. Which of those buttons does the thing?
Which one?
That was a lucky guess.
No, sorry. I think it's this one. Yeah, there it is. Okay. Let's get back to Bright.
Will Smith's finest work.
No, that was
Suicide Squad?
Men in Black 2.
Men in Black 2?
I actually really liked Men in Black 3.
I didn't even watch it.
But
I thought it was good.
I thought it was great, and I love Hancock.
Oh,
Hancock's
okay.
a great film.
So now that you brought up Men in Black, mm-hmm. I guess I've just read today that they're going to reboot the series. What do you guys think?
Why?
That's exactly what I thought.
Why?
Why? Why?
I mean, different characters, I assume?
I assume, yeah.
Like, if it's a reboot, or if it's just a different storyline, I'm okay with a different storyline.
I'd be okay with a different storyline.
But rebooting a series that's, like, not even 30 years old.
Yeah.
It's only, what, 15 years old?
Maybe.
Something like that, probably.
It came out, the first one came out when I was in high school, so so it's only, like, 8 years old.
Yep.
Yep. Sure. But it's really not that old of a series. I don't know why we need to reboot everything. Just make a new timeline, or not a new timeline. But
yeah,
just same
like or
timeline.
Even better,
on.
Go back and listen to some of our Steel Reeling episodes, and you can rip off those ideas and make your own movies out
we
of them.
Some great ideas.
Got some great ideas.
Hollywood.
Yeah, get
we
over
know
there.
You listen to this.
Yeah. Someone get Ben Affleck on the phone.
Religiously. Right? Take that bottle of Jack out of his hand and put a phone in it and get him. We'll talk to him.
Yeah.
There
you know, we've got some ideas to throw around.
Right.
Perfect.
All right. So back to Bright. So the movie is about. What are the Brights? They're still magic users,
they're
right?
Magic users.
Right.
A Bright is someone who can
and
use
is,
magic without.
I couldn't figure out is that against the law or something?
No,
no. It's just what was it? It's one out of a million people are magic users
because one person tries to use the wand,
right?
And they explode.
Word.
So
spoiler.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, I mean, if you haven't seen it yet. Turn this off and watch it, and then listen to the rest of this episode. Spoiler alert. Do you still have the spoiler alert sound effect that we used on the last Jedi
The Star Wars the
Star Wars alarm?
Alarm.
Okay, just imagine that we played that sound effect and go watch the movie. But if you have seen it or you're just coming back after watching it, then we're going to continue. There's going to be spoilers, okay? This is happening.
Yeah. I mean, it's been out. How long has it been out? A couple of weeks now, hasn't
it's
it?
It's been out since December 22nd.
Oh, wow.
It's been out for 2 months.
Yeah.
All right, so if
yeah,
you don't
so,
know.
Yeah, so we're.
There it is.
Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert!
That is real loud.
Yeah, it was really loud.
And you yelling over it was even louder.
Sorry, I'll fix it in post.
No, you won't. So. Okay, so the magic users are called Brights.
Right.
Will Smith is the fulfillment of some prophecy. But then so is the Orc dude. So the Orc dude is okay, this movie is blatantly, overtly about race.
It is.
The Orcs are not just blacks, but also Mexicans. I mean, they're
the outcasts.
They're the minority.
Of race, yeah.
And so this Orc who's a cop... He's an outcast, not just with the other cops, because all the cops are humans.
Right.
But he's also an outcast with the other orcs.
Yep.
Because they see him as a turncoat, and the cops see him.
What do they like to say? Is that Uncle Tom?
Uncle Tom, yeah.
Uncle Tom, yep.
So they see him as an Uncle Tom, and the cops treat him like shit because he's a minority. And so he just, you know... does his thing, and he fulfills his own little prophecy. In fact, is raised from the dead.
Right.
And
he got what is it called? Like,
Blooded.
Yeah.
I think they call it. But he, like, yeah. What, a bunch of, at the end, a bunch of orcs cut themselves or something.
Right.
As a show of
respect.
Spec. Yeah. Put some spec on my name.
Yeah. I got that from a rap song.
Oh, did you now?
I don't think I did.
I think you got it from a rapper's Twitter.
Probably. couldn't fit enough letters in there. It's all right. You can have a whole bunch of letters now.
Put
it doesn't
spec
matter.
On my name. Like, that's way less than 140 characters. There's plenty of room. But he had to probably put 17 hashtags in there.
Yeah, right.
You gotta leave room for the hashtags.
Yeah, right. Always.
Keep going with the story. Oh, no, take a drink of your beer first.
You know, you watched it, too. Why do I need to...
I don't know, because you can read better than I can.
I'm not reading. This is all from memory.
Okay.
Where do we even leave off?
I don't know. We were talking about it's very much about race.
So, we're jumping around. Because he got blooded. Around. He got raised from the dead. Like, he gave his life to save Will Smith.
Right.
Which was... a wonderful gesture. It was beautiful.
It really was.
I cried.
I mean, you can't.
Did
live.
You?
You can't.
Oh, I
live.
Don't believe you.
Balling.
Come on, Will Smith. You can't let that guy die.
Openly weeping.
Openly weeping.
Yeah. Does Will Smith ever die in his movies? Is he allowed to die?
Yeah.
Probably in his contract.
He died in Last Man on Earth. What was that show?
I Am Legend.
I Am Legend.
That's right.
Oh,
he did die.
Didn't
in that.
He die in what's the one with his son? That was awful.
I never watched it.
God, it was so bad.
Earth AE or something?
No. Yeah.
Earth AE. AE stands for After Earth.
It was After Earth.
Earth yeah. After Earth. Is Titan AE? Or?
No, Titan AE was the cartoon one. God, what was it? I don't know. It was awful. And I think he died in that one. Or
that's
he,
cool.
I don't know. It's
Will Smith movies.
Where okay. He dies.
Where he dies.
Not Pursuit of Happiness, Suicide Squad.
Is it Pursuit of Happiness? Isn't that the one with his son? Or was there another one?
Yeah, he's Pursuit of Happiness was.
Was that his son in that?
Yeah.
Huh.
Pursuit of Happiness.
After Earth. It was just called After Earth.
Oh, it's just called After Earth.
What I said.
AE. Fuck. I thought you were just saying what AE stood for. I apologize. My bad.
That is awful.
Yeah.
Awful.
Yeah.
Don't waste your time.
I didn't.
Okay. So.
Spoilers.
Let's go back to Bright for a second.
Don't watch that movie.
So the cops. Okay. The cops treat Jacoby like shit. Mm-hmm. Where do we leave off?
Is that his name? Jacoby?
Jacoby. Yeah,
Jacoby,
yeah.
The orc.
And then Bryant, that's the other guy.
So from now on, when I throw shit at the trash can, I'm going to go, Jacoby.
Jacoby. The orcs treat him like shit because everyone sees him as. On the opposite side.
Right.
And Uncle Tom.
So then he's the chosen one or whatever because he helped Will Smith and that girl brought him back to Tika.
Right.
Brought him back to life.
There was, like, the finding the wand was a big deal.
Yeah.
Because apparently, like, magic is rarely used in this new
yeah.
World.
Well, that's what was it? Like, it's super rare to have a wand in the first place, mm-hmm. and that's why everybody wanted it.
Yeah.
But only certain people can even touch it.
Right.
Well, everyone wanted it because they wanted to, like, you know, just fulfill their own
yeah.
dreams and, like, make money, fast cars, bitches, that kind of thing.
Boats and hoes. Yeah.
Precisely.
Obviously. Yeah.
Was it blackjack and hookers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, that's exactly. That's the route I would go. I
right? Make my own casino.
Forget the blackjack.
Yeah, forget the whole thing.
They're being hunted by ninja elves the whole time. So the elves in this they're like the Beverly Hills people. They're the rich, the elite,
yeah, they're mm-hmm. the elite.
Type of deal.
They're the whites.
They are the whites.
The tight whites. Tidy.
I'm not rich and elite.
Whiteies.
I'm super white.
Nah, they're like, yeah, they're the upper class, the 1%.
Yeah. But then there's ninja elves.
And there's ninja elves. Well, of course, because the 1% all know karate.
Do they?
For real.
You imagine Donald Trump doing like a backflip and like a...
I'd like to imagine. I'd like to imagine that he's worth something. Well, let's not get political.
Hurricane kick.
We don't do politics on this, so let's not mention him ever again. But there was also like the cops when they he was Will Smith and Jacoby were with the cops and they found that wand.
Oh yeah.
And the cops turned because they
turned
were,
real like, bad real fast.
Real yeah. fast. They were like, oh, with this wand we can just be rich as shit. And
well, they were like, go out there, shoot your orc partner, and then he left and they're like, okay, when he shoots that guy, let's go out there and shoot him. Like, yeah. God mm-hmm. damn, bro. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fucking evil.
They all wanted that money.
Yeah.
They turned evil real quick. And, I mean, don't let wands change you is kind of the...
Yeah, right.
That's the meth.
That's moral. The entire that's moral of the whole moral. Story.
Don't let magic change you. Da, 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 da,
da, da, da. Were you singing that to the tune of Go, Go, Power Rangers?
I was singing it to the song Don't Let Money Change You.
Is that an actual song?
Yes.
Oh.
By Blackstar.
I don't even know what that is.
It's nope. a song about Cisco, actually.
Really?
Yeah, apparently.
The rapper?
Yeah, apparently. I wouldn't call him a rapper. Apparently, Blackstar and Cisco were friends, and money changed Cisco, and he wrote a song about
And then he it. Ran out because he re-released the Thong song.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the one that you go right back to?
That was the only hit he had.
That was the only song that
Cisco Name another did. Cisco song.
Should I don't remember.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I remember what... year that came out or anything that had to do with
oh it was 1996 I remember like it was yesterday.
Yeah I was gonna say I was still in high school.
Remember where I was the first time I heard the so song
8 years ago.
You gotta stop that. You, stop
you got
that.
That thousand yard stare when you remember the thong song. Yeah,
it's 1996 summertime, hot outside, standing out front in my short shorts. What short shorts?
in your leather jorts.
Jorts.
It was released in 99, according to Google.
That's probably right. I'm just lying.
The genre is contemporary R&B.
Oh, okay.
Contemporary.
Contemporary. Oh, God. I don't even know what to say about this movie. All right. So they're getting hunted by elves or whatever, and they're trying to get this girl away, and they got a magic wand and all this other bullshit goes
on. Well,
down,
she's right? the one that, like, originally can't control the wand. And
yeah.
That's why they're trying to, like, help her, like, get this wand away from
well,
the other elf.
They stole the wand.
Right. Or she stole the wand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, these evil elves are trying to resurrect the Dark One.
Right.
And so she stole the wand in order to try and stop them. But then, like, the super karate elves came after them.
The Inferni. Yeah, those are the evil elves.
Oh, I was yeah. like, is that the ninja elves? I didn't yep. know they had a name.
They're Inferni.
Okay.
Yeah.
Infergie.
Okay. sorry, I was reading something.
I don't know. I thought it was a decent movie. Like, just going back and what, like...
Oh, there's a whole Bright Wiki already.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it's extensive.
Bright.wikia.com.
So, there was a lot... After this came out, there was so much on both sides of the fence where, like, this is about race, and people are like, this is just a fantasy movie. Why do you have to make it about race?
Are you joking?
It's... Totally is. It's like no, it's yeah. it's like a what is that a
clearly some
class it's very
warfare.
It's very District 9.
It's fantasy and class warfare going
yeah,
on. Yeah, 100%. Well, District 9 was all of that guy's movies are blatantly about race. Or
right.
Not race, they're about class.
Well, isn't he from South Africa?
Yep.
Yeah. So all of my movies are
I think
about like, apartheid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's blatant.
Just look at like all of his movies, obviously like District 9 and then Chappie.
God, Chappie is so bad.
Is it really? I never watched it.
I fucking hate that movie
Dude,
so
I
much.
It was decent.
Oh, God, I hate it's it. Daddy! That's what Chappie says but 90% of the time. Is he calls this other guy Daddy.
Gross.
It's
fucking
But
then
obnoxious.
You get to see Yolandi and Ninja in the whole movie.
Right? They're the members of... What are they called?
Diantwood? Diantwood.
Oh, Diantwood? Gross.
Yeah. Oh, dude. I know you love that music.
It's a terrible movie. I don't recommend it to anybody.
I've never recommended it, not once.
That's okay.
Just to get some star power in there, they decided to put Hugh Jackman in there.
Oh, that's right. Hugh Jackman is the
Hugh Jackman. I love Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, Jack Human.
Yeah.
He's the... He's the antagonist.
Yeah.
He's the leader of the police force that's trying to get Chappie back.
I don't even know what a Chappie is.
It's
Chappie is the AI, robot.
Yeah.
Oh, like Wall-E.
That's given actual artificial intelligence. Well, it's given intelligence, self-awareness.
So he can do his own thing.
They have this robot police force, and Slumdog Millionaire gives him...
Slumdog Millionaire?
That actor.
He's the one that's the dad.
Uploads artificial intelligence, and then Chappie becomes self-aware and...
Like Johnny Number 5.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. Pretty much.
He's alive.
Spoiler alerts.
Spoiler alert. If you haven't seen Short Circuit yet, Johnny Number 5 is alive.
See, I do recommend that movie.
Yeah.
The second
what about
one.
Short Circuit 2?
I mean, if you're going to watch the first one, you might as well watch the second.
I mean, did it make you sad when Oscar tried to disassemble Johnny 5?
Of course it did.
Johnny 5 alive, bro.
No disassemble.
Yes.
No disassemble Johnny 5.
Durf help Johnny 5 reassemble.
What was the gang? They had their own little
stupid run. Las Lobos kick your ass. Las Lobos kick your face. Las Lobos kick your balls into outer space.
So gangster, dude. So gangster.
They have their own little chant and everything.
New York is full of Mexican gangsters.
They were probably Puerto Rican, let's be honest.
Okay, that's fair. But they were the Wolves.
And then the racist Indian guy played by fucking Fisher Stevens.
Oh my God, I completely forgot about that. Oh my God.
Right?
Oh yeah.
Played by the villain from Hackers.
Classic.
Should have had the trench coat and the skateboard, man. He would have been way more menacing.
You know what? I remember talking some years back on this podcast about a Short Circuit reboot that they were going to do.
I hope so.
What was his name in that? In Hackers?
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember.
You know, like he had some.
I just remember seeing Angelina Jolie's tits.
No, he had some stupid name in there.
Let's find out.
Like Laser Blast or something? Or
I want to say like the Virus Cumfist? Or something.
Could it be Cumfist?
It could be.
It's a good name.
That's going to be my name, by the way. I'm changing all my gamer tags.
Cereal.
That's right, yeah.
I love cereal.
It's on IMDb. It's spelled like the breakfast.
No way, really?
Cereal.
Neat.
I guess they were going for ironic...
I knew it was something so stupid. It was just like, come on, really?
Yeah. I'm surprised the rest of the cast don't have dumbass fucking name. Well,
they
one
do.
Guy's named Freak. One guy's named The Plague.
Yeah, Plague.
But the main characters are Dade and Kate and Joey.
Yeah, but those are the names.
Yeah, but
it
those
was
are
Crash
names.
And Burn, remember?
Yeah, Crash Crash Override and Acid Burn or something like that. I think.
Acid Burn.
I don't know. Maybe that's somebody that I played games with. I don't remember now.
Right?
That sounds like Ryan's gamer tag.
Oh,
Acid
Jesus.
Burn.
And Acid. Razor and Blade. Curtis.
Oh, fuck. Curtis is such a cool hacker name.
Margo.
How do we get so far off? I don't even know what we're talking about anymore.
Agent Bob.
Agent Bob?
We keep going on these tangents.
That's what
we do that a lot.
That's what we do. Yeah, I mean, we have a catalyst, which was Bright, and then we just talk about whatever the fuck we want.
Yeah, now we're just talking about movies.
So I can't wait for the Bright reboot.
Yeah, right? are they rebooting that next summer? Or
I'm pretty sure later this year.
Yeah.
Later this year. You know, yeah, it was okay. We need a new cast, and we're going to go out and just do this whole
thing. It's not actually a sequel. It's just a remake of the first one.
It's a prequel.
Sequel.
Starring Terry Crews.
I'd be okay with that.
I
like Terry Crews.
Everyone likes Terry Crews.
Is it going to be Will Smith?
Yeah, no, he's going to be the orc.
The orc?
Oh, yeah.
Will Smith will be the orc.
No, Will Smith will be one of the elves.
Okay.
All of the elves will be black.
Okay.
Yeah. And the leader one will be Will Smith, but dressed like a female.
And instead of being in like a ghetto, it's going to be in a suburb, right?
Yeah, well, it'll probably happen in West Philadelphia.
Where's born and raised?
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
I mean, that's how he ended up being. Well, maybe he could be the only black elf.
Oh, they might be
because
doing it.
He had to, you know, he had to go to Bel Air, which is all the rich people live.
He had to get surgery to get his ears pointy.
Yeah.
And that's really all that's required to be an elf, I think.
And ninja shit.
Well, I mean, you can learn
Yeah, you can learn that.
Snappy suit. You know? Maybe something nice.
You think about it. I mean, like, when you were in the Matrix and everything, you could just learn ninja shit right away.
Oh, no. I'm using this thing.
All right. Is that what it is? The elves have the Matrix?
Yep.
So they know, I know kung fu.
An elf. This is an elf's bottle opener.
Right. Isn't that a dwarf's bottle opener?
This is comical.
No. Numenor, I think his name is.
Newman.
He's an elf. The guy who crafted the ring was an elf.
Numenor.
Oh.
And I think the hammer's name is Calamvor.
Wow, that's a mouthful.
I could be wrong.
Only someone just smashed a keyboard and be like, yeah, that's close enough. That's a name.
Nah, bro. J.R.R. Tolkien came up with it.
All right. What is the one in a... What is Thor's hammer?
Mjolnir.
Yeah, there you go.
But that's a real name from history.
Mjolnir?
Yeah, but we could just leave it as that.
You just call it that now? It's called a completely different name?
Yep.
That's Mjolnir
not Thor's
now.
Hammer.
You can only lift it if you're worthy, so don't even try it, Ryan.
Okay, but I held it earlier. Touched it with my hand.
Burp.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Do you think Superman could lift Mjolnir?
Do you think that Jesus could microwave a burrito so hot that not even he could eat it?
This is a real question right now.
Probably not.
You don't think so?
No.
Do you think not even he could heat a burrito to the point that he couldn't eat it?
No, he would.
Like,
yeah, he would eat
like
it.
Maybe burn
even if
his
it
tongue?
Was burning going down because Jesus heals all wounds.
I mean, I guess if it burnt the roof of his mouth.
And he would just, like, you know, put his hands together.
But he still has the scars in his hands. He would still have scars from it.
That's because chicks dig scars.
Well, that's fair.
Yeah.
Chicks dig scars guards, too.
They do. They really do.
They for sure do. They for sure
dress up in clown makeup. Like, oh, he's so hot.
Right?
Scars.
Everything floats down here. And like, oh, my God, he's so hot.
Right?
That's what I was thinking.
Well, I mean, how many Skarsgårds are there?
Four or five, there's including the dad? I think there's like five.
There's a ton of them. And they all are actors, aren't
they?
Yeah.
There's Peter Skarsgård. And who's the dad? Stellan Skarsgård?
How many Skarsgårds?
Is there an Eric?
Eric. I think there's an Eric.
How many Skarsgårds?
How many Skarsgårds? That
should be seven.
Seven?
There's seven of them?
Jesus.
Seven Skarsgårds.
What are the kids' names? So Stellan is the dad, right? That's the guy that was in...
Google has like this... You know how Google sometimes, if it's a thing that's commonly searched for, they'll have like a whole thing? It yeah. just That's what they have, and it just says seven.
Why did we start talking about Skarsgårds?
Because you were talking about scars.
Oh, I thought it was... Oh, because cool, we were talking about Thor.
Stream of consciousness, that's how I do things.
And the dad Skarsgård is in Thor.
A brief guide to Skarsgårds.
Yeah, a brief guide. Is there a wiki?
Thank you, BuzzFeed. So we've got Stellan and Mai. The mom's name is Mai. M-Y.
Yeah?
Really?
Mai Skarsgård.
Perfect.
My scars.
Hashtag not my stars dirt.
Dirkabert.
I said stars dirt, but you know what I meant.
Yeah, right, who are the other ones? Who are the other ones?
Then we have their five, six children.
I think there was a younger one that just barely started acting.
We've got Alexander Skarsgård.
Is that the vampire one?
I think he's the oldest. I think we're going left to right, oldest to youngest.
Is he the one from True Blood, vampire?
It doesn't say.
It does if I scroll down.
Just browse over it.
Alexander Johan Hjalmar Skarsgård.
Mjolnir Skarsgård.
Age 36. He was in True Blood.
Okay, yeah. He's the vampire one.
Okay, there's a picture of him topless in bed.
Yeah, sounds about
keep
right.
Keep scrolling. There's a lot of pictures of him. Here we go. Next, Gustav Kaspar Orm Skarsgård.
Which one's Gustav?
He's 32. He was in Vikings.
Okay.
And The Way Back.
I haven't watched that yet. Have you watched Vikings? I heard it was the bomb.
My brother watches it all the time, so I got into it.
Yeah.
It is really good.
I heard right. Thanks.
It's good.
I heard Thanks.
I'll watch it one day.
I think it's on Hulu, isn't it?
Do they all have two middle names?
Yeah, that's how they do it over there.
Samuel Christopher with a K, Weimer Skarsgård. He's 30. He's a doctor.
Oh, so he's not even an actor.
Does not act. Then we have...
Why is he even on here?
Bill Istvan Gunter Skarsgård.
He was the one that was Pennywise, right?
22.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Says his notable role is he played Mac Houghton in Anna Karenina.
Karenina.
And he's modeling currently for H&M.
Oh, good.
Oh, really?
Apparently. Next we have, that's still him, a bunch of pictures. Then we have Ija Skarsgård. Oh, the females don't get middle names?
I guess not.
Ugh. That is racist. She's 21. She's a model. Doesn't okay. act. A lot of pictures of her.
She probably acts like she's happy.
And not, right? Not according to these pictures. She's not smiling.
Yeah. Models look, always look miserable.
Sad.
Then we have Valter Skarsgård, I think.
That's a badass name. Valter?
Valter doesn't have any middle names.
It sounds like a Transformer.
17. He is occupation budding actor.
Budding?
He's on Port Cod 1321.
Oh, good. It's too many Skarsgårds. Too many.
Too many. Hashtag.
They're taking over.
Hashtag too many Skarsgårds.
Stop.
It doesn't say which one.
Stop the Skarsgårds.
Right?
It's Bill. Bill Skarsgård is Pennywise.
Bill?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Really? All of them have like these awesome names?
None of them
Bill?
Are named Bill or William.
Yeah, that one. Bill Skarsgård.
Yeah, Bill Skarsgård.
Okay, he's the fourth one.
Yeah.
He's... younger than
that's
the
a very old list because he's 27 now.
Okay. BuzzFeed, yeah. Update your shit.
Yeah, BuzzFeed. Everyone relies on you for shit, you know?
As a 5-year-old.
For accurate information.
Right?
Yeah. All right, are we done talking about Bright?
Posted in March of 2013, yeah. 5 years ago.
Holy shit.
Oh, are we done?
Really? Yeah, I mean, if we're done talking about
I'm
it.
Tasting my new beer.
Oh, go ahead, taste your new beer. Tell us what you think.
Oh, that's delicious.
Is that the clown shoes?
That's the clown shoes.
I love clown shoes.
Space cake?
Space cake double IPA.
It's good, isn't it?
I haven't tried it yet.
Oh.
I do like
I
the clown
I just finished
shoes.
Wacky Tees.
You just finished that thing?
So gross.
Yeah, I bet.
You savored it.
No, so. I did not savor it.
God. So what do you think, Chester? About Bright?
I think it's worth a watch.
Do you think it can continue? Is either more movies or a series?
I would like to see more in the series, yeah. I think it was a cool universe or
what do you
world
think?
That they
introduced more movies to. Or like a series, like TV?
Well, they'll never nail down Will Smith.
Yeah, right,
TV
but set
show.
In the same universe.
Excuse me.
Like a Netflix show set in the same universe that doesn't
there.
Necessarily involve Will
yeah,
Smith.
Yeah, I would watch it. I mean, if it was well-written, obviously. I'm not going to watch crap just because it's in a cool universe.
Okay. Okay.
DC.
Yeah, talking to you, DC. talking to you, Batman versus Superman. What about you, Lorenzo?
I liked it. I yeah. actually enjoyed it quite a bit. I mean, it's the one that they spent the most money on, so it's one of those things like I kind of
that Will Smith
to,
money.
Yeah, yeah, you had to pay some dollars to get him in there. So.
Diaper money.
Because nobody knows who any of those other actors were.
But yeah, I liked it, man. I thought it's worth investing more money into and bringing yeah. out a second one.
Okay. Would you watch a series?
I would continue it if it's like another movie. I wouldn't do like I don't think you could get enough information if it
you
was
don't
a
you don't want to do like a Netflix show type deal
no,
where they
I,
all
I,
come out at once.
I wouldn't do
they
that.
They shove them all down your throat at the same time.
Would nope. would you watch the movie if it didn't have Will Smith in it?
I probably still would.
Yeah.
I'm into that type of stuff, though. Like, I was really big into, like you said, Lord of the Rings. That's a great explanation of it. So
yeah.
I would. It has that feel to it, but more modernized.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was okay. I don't know what the internet was jerking off. I don't know if they were joking over. But, you know, it was okay. And, you know, like you said, the universe is cool. And, yeah, I get the whole class warfare thing, whatever. I don't need your political commentary shoved down my throat. But at the same time, you know, some people need it because they don't get it.
Come on, Ninja Elves, dude?
Ninja Elves. Those were cool. Some of the fight scenes were cool.
Kind of a cool way because if it were just a movie about class, no one would watch it.
Yeah.
And no one would talk about it. But they introduced this fantasy element.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
It's
I don't,
popular today.
I don't need it. Because
you watch Colors.
Because I don't live in the South.
Because you watch Colors regular.
Because I work with a Hispanic fellow, and I'm not even mean to him most of the time.
You do work.
Not even mean to him.
You work with one Hispanic fellow.
Yeah.
Come massage my feet.
Yeah.
You don't have a wall between your...
Lorenzo, give me a massage. My back's killing me. No, there's no. He won't get out of my fucking cube. He like moved in. He's got his own desk up front. He won't go up there.
Eventually, I will.
You need to build a wall. I'm telling you.
I'll start. Yeah, but... All right. Well, for episode 18, I'm Ryan.
I'm Chester,
and I guess I'm swimming over to Ryan. This is Lorenzo. Oh,